tune, cause I didn't give up and I finally got one. We're cruising to the islands, girl, you on my ride. The ocean horizon and you my paradise. My lady, it's crazy how things are all so clear. And we're finally here. Look at all these mountains we've climbed just to find it.
What's up, everybody? This is Joel Barsky with the Irie Chat Podcast. You were just listening to a song called Catching Lightning by our guest today, Chloe Kai. He's a well-known island reggae artist based out of Hawaii. He's been dropping a couple of new singles this year, and we thought to give him a call just for a check. Listen to us talk about the inspiration for his music, a new video he released, and much more. So enjoy our Irie Chat as we say what's up to Chloe Kai. Chloe Kai, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for having me, bro. Appreciate it.
It's my honor, dude. Like I said before off air, I'm the biggest fan. Been following you since Ehu Girl came out back in like 08, I think. But no, it's my pleasure. I'm just curious, man. So I know you're based in Hawaii. So how's the whole corona situation been for you?
It's been hectic. I mean, this was our 10-year anniversary for, being in the business, and we had a huge tour planned for the West Coast to Australia and stuff. So musically, it was a huge stall for us, but that's okay. On the music side, I've been dropping singles and having fun in the studio, so that's been really cool. But on what's happening now, Hawaii is a lot more strict than other states because we have a 2-week quarantine where if you travel anywhere outside of the island, you have to stay within your home for 2 weeks. And if you don't, you get arrested and it's a $5,000 fine. So it's crazy. I'm home now. I'm in quarantine for 2 weeks. And then they're doing a lockdown tomorrow where every citizen in Hawaii has to stay home for 2 weeks unless they're going grocery shopping. So
has it started going down? Because I believe nationally, at least we're in Florida where I'm at, surprisingly now cases are finally going down.
Yeah, well, Hawaii is like its own country in a sense where they just kind of make their own, we're an island, so we're very isolated. So we can control the amount of cases by locking up borders and all that. But this happened back in April. There was a huge lockdown for 3 weeks and our cases just went up crazy. And so they ended up just doing another lockdown. So it's been hard on our tourism because our whole state really depends on people visiting. So it's been tough for everybody, but looking forward to things getting normal again.
I hope people get the mask that you have. I saw the Chloe Kai mask, and those are awesome, dude. I got to buy one of those masks.
Oh, thank you, bro. Yeah, it was fun. One of my good friends made it, and I wasn't really going to get into the mask business, but he just made it for me, and I was like, the fans might like it. So yeah it's out now on KloeKaiMusic.com if you fans out there want to go get one.
You mentioned your 10th anniversary tour, which has any dates rescheduled? Because I was hoping to catch one of those shows.
Yeah, so we rescheduled our shows. We have 9 concerts happening in April of next year. Mm-hmm. And that's the plan. We're doing the whole tour from Seattle all the way down to San Diego. And so we should be hitting where are you located? What city are you in?
I'm in South Florida, but I know you usually do shows in the West Coast, which I try to visit my buddy over there. But yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. We were supposed to have our first 2 shows ever in Florida next month in October. Uh-huh. It was supposed to be the first time we ever played on the East Coast in Florida, but for some nice reggae festival that they have out there. But, things shut down. We'll be out there.
Oh, I can't wait, man. Have you been doing any live stream shows since you had to reschedule?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of different things. Like we have graduation season from high school, right? So a lot of college grads, they would hire me to do grad parties. So we would have like a Zoom grad party together with their family. So that was really cool. I've done a few streaming concerts for New Zealand, for the Philippines for some things, but it's not the same, it's definitely missed the interaction with the fans and, miss it all,
And you mentioned, I guess, performing at high school grad, which you've actually been performing Heartstrings. It's a popular song that you've been performing there. I think you've been performing live and you've also been performing via Zoom. So how do you like doing those?
Performing hard, like for the grad party?
Yeah.
Grad parties?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I love playing for the fans. Love, like, they'll do grad shout outs. I'll sing Heartstrings for them, dedicated to them. Sometimes it's an anniversary. So whatever private party that they're having or private reason for a dedication, I like it because it's kind of fun for me to make some side money, which is good because during this time we need a little help here. So it's been really helpful to do that.
And you've been getting pretty involved with the whole online performances because I saw you kind of started your own band camp or ukulele camp where you teach online ukulele lessons as well. So what got you into that?
Well, I've always wanted to start a ukulele school. Like, I always thought, like, you know, one day, you know, Kaloi Kai, I'm going to have a family. I'm not going to be able to, you know, do my music the way I can do it now full time. And so I've always wanted to start a ukulele camp in the future so that I can be able to pass on the stoke of playing music to the next generation. And, you know, so that's something that's my goal. That's my dream, to start a school and have kids graduate from it. And my plan is to eventually have free concerts once a year for our students to perform with Kaloi Kai for a free concert. So they learn all my music and then they can be able to play for their family and then record it as a live album so that the kids can hear them playing. It's an idea that I have, and I wanted to do it for different artists too, is like, you know, fly down, you know, Common Kings or something fun where the kids can learn their music and they can come down and they can perform with the kids. And so it's something that I have a dream of how to do it. And I really think the kids would imagine performing with their favorite artists, whether it's Common Kings or Kaloi Kai or you know, or D-Boog or something. It's just an idea that I had that I thought maybe in the future artists will be down to support those kids. And so right now we have an online class. So, you know, I teach a different Kaloi Kai song once a month. Mm-hmm. So it's this Saturday, I teach Catching Lightning, our brand new single, to our Patreon fans. So anybody who wants to sign up, it's like a, you know, a group of 25 students right now. And so it's just one class and I just teach the chords and go through it together. And there's kids from 4 years old to, you know, adults to 40 years old, and they're all learning together, which is pretty, it's pretty difficult because you're trying to make sure that you keep everybody at this, you know, same learning speed. Yeah. But it's fun. I've been having a blast.
So after the whole Corona situation finally resolves, are you planning to probably do like an actual band camp in person instead of doing it online?
Yeah, that's always been my plan, is just start an actual physical ukulele school here in Oahu so that the kids can come to it and learn every week from different instructors. And so, like, for me, I'm not able to be there on a weekly basis, but I want to like set up a team so that they can always be available to help the kids and then kind of like just pave the way for them. So, you know, I'm trying to find a ukulele studio, and I found one, which is pretty cool. And as soon as I get enough students, gonna probably try to get that thing going.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't mind if you still can do it online. I would love to try it out because, dude, I've bought probably a couple of ukuleles in my past. Never really successfully played it, but always my intention was to rock out one of your songs, either Ehu Girl or Summer of the Winter or something.
Yeah. It's you know what? It's so simple. Some songs, they're just two chords, and like Cool Down is two chords on ukulele. And so that's one of the songs that we'll be teaching in October. Mm-hmm. And so that's very simple. It's something that it's very easy. And once you get it down, it's really fun. It's fun to play it with my fans. So yeah, you're more than welcome. If you guys want to sign up, it's patreon.com. You guys can just go to Patreon. Is a really cool thing for fans to get a different kind of relationship with the artists that they like.
That's cool, man. I'm sure people will enjoy it. So yesterday I saw it was the last day for the TikTok challenge of your new song that you mentioned, Catching Lightning. So how did that go?
Wow. I mean, we had the privilege to have the Jabberwockies. Jabberwockies, if anyone out there doesn't know, they won America's Got Talent or the dance. It was the first world dance challenge. And so that was back like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're huge. They have their own show in Vegas, and they actually reached out to me last year when I was actually early this year when I was in Vegas, and they gave me and my fiance 2 free tickets to watch them play, and I had no clue that they said that they were huge fans of Kaloi Kai. So I made a relationship with them, and then when I had this song come out, I sent it to them and I said, "Hey, can we collab on a TikTok challenge?" And they were like, "Yeah." So they went and choreographed the dance for the song. And then because, of course, everybody loves them, dancers from all over the world, Switzerland, India, Kyrgyzstan. Mm-hmm. I mean, everywhere they submitted their own, like their own take on their dance, and they made it their own. And yesterday we had 10 final videos that got selected for the voting process. Mm-hmm. And so we gave the fans the opportunity to vote which videos, and there's 6,000 comments that we have to go through to see which is the favored four groups. Oh, wow. So it was really exciting. Yeah. There was a kid who was like 5 and he did his own thing, and it was really cool to see the fans put that together.
Yeah. Jai Milwaukee's is sick, man. Like, those are some sick dancers. Unfortunately, I'm not like talented enough to practice
either. Me either.
Wait, and you came out with the music video for Catching Lightning just recently, which I know it's actually a really special video for you. So do you want to share why is that for our listeners?
It's crazy to think that I'd ever propose in a music video. Yeah. And this song, Catching Lightning, really means a lot to me and my girl. It was definitely written about, you know, us going through the challenges to get to where we're at now. And what I wanted to do is I always planned to have the cameras already rolling so she's not expecting it. And then boom, we get it on a high quality video camera and get the full, like, you know, the full emotion of it. So that was really special. If you guys out there didn't get a chance to see it on YouTube, it just came out, and it's really cool because it's a live proposal, actual proposal in it. So.
The imagery is amazing, man. I guess you're touring around in different parts of Hawaii. But yeah, I mean, right. I think that video is, you know, definitely pure. And, you know, I got to say congratulations to you. I mean, like I said, I've been following you for years. And I know this is kind of like the first time, at least I've seen you really like open up about your personal life to the public. And I mean, at least for me, you know, following you since almost the very beginning, this is probably, I can say, the happiest I've at least seen you.
Thank you. It's funny because I you don't realize how, you know, I never really realized that I've been such a I've been known by people since I was 17, and for the last 10 years to have people see, you know, my growth as an artist. Yeah. And to be able to share this moment with the fans is so special. And I was telling her that one day we're gonna have kids and they're gonna look at this video and they're gonna see them in a music video one day when we're walking with our kids. And that's the plan, is, you know, every relationship that you want it to last forever. And I want these music videos to show that life of, you know, from our first kid to, you know, that's the plan, make it last forever, you know, and have videos to show that journey. So
well, it's an awesome journey, man. And besides this video, which you played a part in the visuals, you've also played a part in the visuals and more of a directing role in for your videos of your previous album. So for any music videos that you're coming up, are you playing more of a directing role as well?
Yeah, I did a visual album for the Summer to Winter album. It was 10 videos. It was a lot of work, and we tried to, like, you know, do a storyline from the first song to the 10th song. And it was crazy. It was a lot of work, and I'm contemplating doing a visual album again for this next album. I'm contemplating it. I still don't know if I really want to do it. It is really cool to put videos behind every lyric to show a story. So we'll see what happens. Like, we'll see. I have a bunch of songs coming out, but what's really cool is I have a 10-year anniversary live album and an acoustic album. So all of the best favorites that have come out for 10 years, I did an acoustic and a live version. So that comes out next spring. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually thinking about recording those as visual albums.
Oh, nice.
Because of the, like, to, like, kind of, like, go from those are some fun stories, and we'll see what happens. I'm curious to do it. Just gotta, yeah.
I'm a big fan of live albums, man. So, and I know, like, when you came out to the Summer Winter album last year, that was a big gap between from that album to, I think, the last one you had, which was in 2014, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Dude, you got me excited about that new album. And you mentioned a possible new album. So can we expect that this year?
Yeah, well, that's the plan. Is right now I have 12 brand new songs that are new that nobody's heard yet. And I'm waiting for the 10-year anniversary tour to end. And so the live and acoustic album is going to come out in the spring. And I'm hoping to drop a brand new album by winter of next year or the spring of 2022. So I'll be dropping singles probably for the next few months until the live album comes out. So.
And I thought I heard something about you releasing a single maybe every 2 months for this year. So are we expecting maybe another 2 months, a new single from you?
Actually, we're looking to drop a brand new single, and I haven't shared this with anyone. No fans know about this. But it looks like October 16th is going to be the release of a brand new song. This one's actually, I like this one. Me and my girl, my fiance, we wrote this song together on the beach. And it turned into this dance hall kind of song. And like, it's real different. And it's, I actually like this song more than Catching Lightning. Okay. Just because of the, it's way catchier. Yeah. And it's way more dynamic.
Yeah.
So not that I don't like the meaning of our song Catching Lightning, but that song is my preferred one. Yeah. Can't tell you the title yet though. I'll tell you.
Yeah, I can't wait for the new music, man. And it's definitely shown a lot of growth from your previous music, and then when Summer to Winter came out. I mean, you just get better every time, man. And I can't wait for this new music. And you've really gotten, I guess, more as you grow as a musician. I know you've actually been getting more involved with behind the scenes. You actually started your own record label. So what got you into that?
So as an artist, you learn a lot from my record label I started with when I was 17. I learned a lot from it. And then later on, as an independent artist, you realize that, you know, you can do it on your own. You know, you can pay producers, you can write your own stuff. And so I started a record label back in 2014 when I dropped Paradise. And so it doesn't take much to have your own label. You don't have to have a fancy studio. You don't even have to really even know anything about studio work besides having great producers. And I have three really amazing producers I work with, and I write songs. I tell them, I direct how I want it. So I co-produce the projects with them. We record it. We do the album artwork. We pop it online, boom, we're a record label. But, you know, there's a lot of things that come with it that people don't see, the promotional side, right? So, you know, you have to have videography, you got to have a marketing team. There's just so much stuff. And so I'm happy I have a great management team that helps me to accomplish my goals, you know.
I can't wait to see that record label blow up, man. So have you been, like, recruiting or looking for other artists to join your label?
I've always wanted to do that because I know that there's another Little Roman out there, or, you know, another future, you know, future artist that's going to be coming through the ranks in generations to come. And I want to protect them and giving them the advice that I should have had when I was younger to help guide them and let them know that, hey, you know what? I'll show you the ropes for, you know, an album. But after that, you go on your own, and it's okay if I don't get any money from it on the second one. Just go and do it. And I've been thinking about doing that, but right now Kaloi Kai is so busy, and there's just so much work going into it that I don't really have the time to go do recruits for it. But yeah, I'm actually looking into it. Like, I'm thinking about having a manager specifically for my label to go out and reach out to artists, and then they can handle that next artist, you know. So, because I write all the time. And if there's an artist with me and I can write a song for them, give them the whole foundation of it, and then just send them to the producer and let them take care of it, then I'll have the time for it. Yeah. So
that's cool, man. And I've seen in a previous interview that you mentioned before that the water actually inspires your music. So how's that so?
Well, I've growing up in Hawaii, the ocean is surrounding us. And, you know, being a kid who's been raised from fishing with my dad or diving in the water and, you know, surfing. Surfing is like my number. I love surfing more than music by far. And there's nothing like the therapy that you get from being in the ocean. Like it takes away all of your worries. And I always wanted to, whenever I'm in the ocean, for some reason, I hear melodies. It just feels like that lifestyle is so positive and refreshing. And then when I write, I always said this. This is what I always said since I was young, that I want to, you can, like a message in the bottle,
yeah,
you can take the passion and the joy that you feel on that beach and have the privilege to put it in a bottle and send it to Florida for Brada Joel, and he opens it up and feels that exact same emotion,
yeah,
that I felt on the beach. And I just want to bring those good vibes to people around the world that the ocean gives. I can't take credit for it. All I'm doing is transferring that energy into lyrics and throwing it into a song. It's not really my doing. It's more, I feel privileged to do it.
I get it. You know, being in South Florida myself, I'm not too far from the beach, and I'm either going to the beach in the mornings or I'm either going there and just to chill in the evenings. But sometimes I'll just chill out, either walk or rest, and either listen to a podcast or listen to some music while I'm just walking, or I'll have my little net and I'll go out fishing myself, man. But there's just something about the beach and the water that's, especially salt water, man, that's just therapeutic. Yeah. The body, the soul, everything, man.
Yeah, and that's the blessing of living in Hawaii, because there are so much people that come here as a travel destination. It's their vacation, and I get to live in this vacation spot, and I have this, I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful, but there's people who live near the ocean. It doesn't matter where you are, but the ocean is where it's at. You know, that's why I love, that's what Kalae Kai is. Kalae means rascal, and Kai means ocean water. That's really what I represent.
Yeah. I mentioned from 2014 to 2019 that there was a gap between you having your albums, in which I heard that you lost your voice during that period of time. So what'd you do to recover from that?
That was the hardest time, I think, in my entire life, because I'm such a vocal person and I couldn't talk for 2 months. I had to like not make a noise for 2 months. And so what happened was I was singing heartstrings and a bunch of different songs, and I ended up tearing something in my vocal cords. And so I had to stop talking and go to voice therapy to start retraining my vocal cords to work properly. And still to this very day, people might not hear it, but I haven't had the same voice since last year, since 2018. Hmm. It's like there's certain difficulties that I have singing where I can't sing as long as I used to. And I have to make sure I get enough rest. It's really weird. Like, it's an athlete. Like, you are a sports. It is very physical. And so if you're not relaxed when you're singing, you can strain something. Just as you don't stretch out, you know, before a game, you know, you can pull a muscle. And so your voice is the same way. For me, I just go from 0 to 100 and I don't stretch. And that's what happened. So I have to still remind myself to do that. Do vocal warm-ups.
Well, I'm glad that it finally worked out for you to come out with new music, man.
Yeah, thank you.
So anyone that knows anything about you or has been following you obviously knows you're a good guy, man. Anyone can feel it from your music, and it's just the way you talk and, you know, share so much positive energy, in which I've actually heard that you give back to the community, which you volunteer, and you even visit drug rehab. So why is that something that you're passionate about?
There's nothing special about where nobody should be too good to go and visit other people. Like, no, we're all humans and we all need comfort. And the young ones, especially, you know, high school, intermediate, elementary, they need attention and they need to feel like there's somebody that cares. And I feel like for drug rehabs, you know, a lot of people feel like they're lost causes because they just gave into their addictions and they're, you know, they're no good. But that's not true. My best friend, he was a drug addict before I became good friends with him. He went to jail for 7 years. And when he got out, he was drug free. And I saw the transformation of what he was, him, and then him changing his whole life. Sadly, he went back to drugs and he died of a drug overdose. And that's why Round and Around was a song that I had written to encourage people not to give up, you know, because you could be in a hard place in life and go back to your old vices and it could affect you. And so that's why I go to the drug rehabs, because I feel like those people need to be reminded that don't give up from trying to clean up your life, you know, because you can fall back into your old habits and, you know, it could be fatal for you. And so I really love it. It means a lot to me to do it. It's worth all the money in the world to be a part of that and to bring the smile on someone's face to feel like there's hope for them. And so that's what I like to do. And I hope it helps.
I love it, man. You're always giving positive energy to the world, whether it's your music or just giving back to the community. So I'm sure our listeners are going to like this segment, which is a recurring part of our podcast called Words of Wisdom. So this question is, share with us a quote that you live by and tell us why.
So I was thinking about this question. I get this question a lot, and I have to always say my mom taught me this phrase, this too shall pass. And this was words that this too shall pass. Everything that we go through is temporary. Everything. And whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, it's always going to change. Your life is going to change. And it those words are so powerful, because when you're in any moment, you're constantly being tempted to wish things were different, and you're constantly being tempted to look to the future and say, I'll be happy when this, and I'll be happy when that. But being happy now is so important, because you don't know what your life is going to be like tomorrow. And being in the present moment is so, so important. And so those words always show, really encourage me to live in the present moment and appreciate it. And that's such a hard thing to do, because we're always thinking, I wish I had more money. I wish I had this. And, you know, but we have to be grateful for what we have. And so every word I've ever heard that affected me is in my Round and Round song. So for the listeners out there, please go listen to that song, because there might be something in there that you needed to hear, and I needed to hear it. And those are words passed down to me. So, you know, hopefully that can help.
It's funny, because I would say at a couple of low moments in my life, that's a quote that people have shared to me that's kind of really like made me overcome those difficult parts of my life. So no, that's a good quote to share for our listeners.
Yeah. And whatever challenges people go through, like even for me, I've dealt with severe depression, you know, and I've dealt with even suicidal feelings back in those days when I couldn't even talk, or I had a horrible car accident that affected my life. Everybody's felt down in their life at some point, and they wanted to give up. And I'm just so grateful that I didn't give up. I didn't give in, because I'm able to, you know, help someone else. And anyone who's listening right now, you know, the suicide rate right now is so horrible in our country that I hope that this could help you, because whatever goes on in life, it will pass. Pain, trauma, it always passes, and it will get better in time. And so, you know, that's something that I feel is so important for people to remember. And it's going to be okay, especially now with COVID. This is horrible for us. You know, this is hard, but it will pass.
And I'm sure if people catch more of your music and like I do, if I need to like a pick me up, I'll put on that Summer to Winter album, especially Summer to Winter is my favorite song.
Oh, nice.
Strings. I love your music, dude. It's just, you know, stuff that I've music that I've always been following that I definitely need to pick me up. Like ever since Ehud, I know I'm going back to Ehud Girl again. I know it's an old song, but since Ehud Girl and everything after that, dude, like all your music's always been a pick me up, like since the beginning.
Oh, I'm happy, bro. It means a lot. It means a lot to get to talk to somebody who's, you know, who's been jamming out, you know.
Well, since we're wrapping up, is there anything you want to share with our listeners?
Just want the fans out there, you know, to know that there's a lot of new music coming out, and there's just so much inspiration with my engagement now and with my future that I'm going to be writing a lot of different songs. So, you know, get ready for a lot of new music and the touring. We're in Florida especially. Yeah. I can't wait to come out there and jam for you guys. I know that there's a lot of reggae lovers out there in Florida, and I've just can't wait to go visit Disney World too. So that's going to be good fun. But to all our fans out there, you know, thanks for your support. And to you, you know, thank you for the positivity. It helps fuel messages from our fans or from people. It fuels us to keep doing what we do as artists, you know, because it's like, it's a compliment, and it makes us feel like that we're doing something, you know. So thank you for your support.
It's been an honor to just have this chat with you. Again, been following you forever. I remember, I think one of the first videos I've seen is you performing Ehud Girl on the couch, just on your ukulele with a bunch of, I guess, a couple of friends. I think I've seen a cover song, but yeah, I go back that long. Just
wow, band. That's 12 years ago.
Yeah. Definitely. It seems like just yesterday when I saw it, but I was like, yo, who is this Chloe Kai? Like, I need more of this.
Wow. You've been a fan for a long time, man. Yeah. Those videos go way back. Yeah. Way back.
Yeah. But definitely there's like so much growth, and obviously there's more growth, and just I can't wait for the new music to come out. New album, live music, just everything, man. Just like you keep getting better and better. But Chloe Kai, I appreciate this from the bottom of my heart. But thank you so much for joining us on iRechat, and best of luck on everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Joel. Take care.
Baby girl, you move me like a symphony. And every time you smile, I give up.
Our iRechat with Chloe Kai. Make sure to follow all his socials. You may find more information in the show notes. Please rate our podcast and let us know what you think of it. I hope you stay safe with everything going on right now. To keep yourself occupied, go ahead and catch our chats on YouTube as well. To end this episode, I thought I'd play one of my favorite songs from Chloe Kai called Heartstrings. Thanks for listening to our iRechat, and I'll see you soon.